I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. There are times in all of our lives when we find ourselves caught between our oughts and our shoulds. You know the oughts and shoulds. The oughts find their way onto our agenda on a daily basis. I ought to exercise. I ought to eat healthier. I ought to do better. I ought to pray a little bit more. I ought to get back into God's Word. I ought to clean up my desk when the day is over. I ought to defrost dinner. I ought to bring some of my work home. I ought to call my parents. Oughts. Oughts are consumable desirables. And then there are the shoulds. The shoulds are consumable responsibilities. When we're off balance, that's when we're caught in the vise of oughts and shoulds. Oughts and shoulds close in on us and it impacts everything we do. And one of the hardest tasks we have in our 21st century life is multitasking in the multi roles that we fulfill. And there are many roles we must fulfill. We are detail tenders, problem solvers. We are decision makers. We're home maintenance executives. We are managers of real estate. We are child guidance systems, bus riders, fetch and carry people, to-do list makers, social connectors. Yeah, church members and co-workers. There are many roles we must fulfill. But when our oughts and shoulds mount on every side, it's hard for us to fulfill the roles we must do. The balls that we are juggling in the air, somehow we can't keep them up. And we are caught between the oughts and shoulds, and we find we no longer have the energy we need to fulfill the responsibility of each role, especially when we keep taking on more roles than we can handle. That's when a role becomes a burden. It disrupts everything, and it impacts everything else that you try to do and try to be at the same time. That's when we find ourselves caught in the vise of oughts and shoulds. We are caught between our responsibilities and our obligations. Solomon was caught in such a vise. The role of husband to too many women from too many different cultures and religions disrupted his role of being king of all Israel's, God's man on the job. You can imagine what Solomon's shoulds look like, right? He should have taken the idols away from his wives. He should have never allowed them to worship the idols in his house. And you can imagine what Solomon's oughts look like. I ought to say something. I ought to put a stop to this. But I should keep peace in my home and my nation. And so he did nothing at all. And Solomon found himself in a position where he compromised one role to placate another. What do we do? Well, deal with issues as they happen. Don't let stuff linger longer until it becomes too hard to bear. You can't do everything at the same time and all the time. Each thing has its season of intensity. So maybe you just need to step back, step away, and take a look at the big picture. Prioritize. There may be some things that you have to let go, some things that you have to say no to, some things you'll have to delay until later on, because it's important to do the things that God has called you to do. I'm Vashti McKenzie. God will help you to keep things in balance if you allow the Lord to be your balance maker.